Are Europe's troubles back?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And so far, Wall Street is getting off to a rocky start. Stocks are lower at the open this morning. The Dow down 104 points or 0.7% at 13,905. The Nasdaq down 0.4% right now. The S&P 500 down 0.6%. And the culprit appears to be new concerns about the European debt crisis. For more on that, let's bring in Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, who joins us live as she does every Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what's the concern now in Europe, Julia?
Well, there's a couple. First, there is a scandal, a corruption scandal in Spain that threatens the current president. That certainly is moving markets. And then also there were some previously undisclosed losses at an Italian bank last week that raised some questions about the health of the Italian banking system. So some reminders that there are still some fundamental problems in some of these countries.
Well, explain why a corruption scandal in Spain would drag down markets like this.
Look, Spain is in a tough spot. The economy is in terrible shape. People are suffering. If there's a sense that the government isn't contributing their fair share to the pain, that politicians are trying to have their cake and eat it too, then that threatens the stability of the agreements that have been reached.
And do you think this is a real threat, or is this our just sort of semi-annual moment to freak out about Europe?
Well, a bit of the latter, we hope. We knew that Spain was going to need some outside resources at some point. This may be a catalyst. If they run into a funding problem, then the ECB will step in and provide the aid that's needed.
Now, one thing I want to ask you about before I let you go. We were coming very close here to a record high for the Dow, about 14,000, a little more than 14,000. Is there something that's kind of like a nervousness that happens when you get to that point? You wonder whether it's really for real?
Absolutely. This is a moment of reflection, and in fact, it's probably long overdue. The U.S. economy is doing relatively okay, but still growing very modestly. Europe is still in a recession. One might ask oneself, should the Dow be at all-time highs in this environment? And I think that's the kind of soul-searching we're seeing today.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks, as always.
It's a pleasure.